I'm John Batzer. This is Hotel Mars. David Livingston is here, and we're visiting with Dr. Joel Lijah of Penn State University, the Department of Astronomy and Astrophysics, as well as the Institute of Computational Data and Sciences. That all means cosmology. And we've been enjoying very much a man at the frontier of information, period, in the solar system, in the universe, describe to us what is summed up in one of his remarks as weirder than we knew. Okay, so what do we need to know? Professor, we give you an unlimited budget, as much time as you want on James Webb for as many years as you want it, or you can build yourself a new telescope. What do you want to do? Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, I think this little red dot story, this is why we do large projects like the James Webb Space Telescope. We always hope to observe something shocking, and that means we are going to learn something new, and in this case, maybe a lot of new things. So these telescopes, these are wonders of the modern world, ships of discovery, and we built them to find things we don't know. Often the most exciting things they see are the things that we didn't know, like the little red dot. So I think this is just a really great question. What kind of major capital investment can trigger the next great surprise? And so I think in my field in the past, in astronomy and astrophysics, telescopes so far, they kind of let us go farther and farther back in time by seeing more distant objects. And so that ends at some point when you reach the edge of the observable universe. And James Webb, the James Webb Space Telescope, can already reach that effectively. They can already see any bright thing at the beginning of time. I mean, the most distant galaxy right now that we can see existed when the universe was 290 million years old. Sharks have been along for longer than that. It's incredible. So I don't know if we need to go farther back in time yet. The thing that I would be most excited about doing is, well, one of the things we really hope to see with the James Webb Space Telescope is the very first stars. They're unlike any stars that formed subsequently because we didn't have any heavy elements at all at that time. We didn't have oxygen or carbon or nitrogen. None of these things exist. Just hydrogen, helium, and a few trace other elements. So these first stars, they're just out of the reach of the James Webb Space Telescope. We need something that can go just a little bit deeper, maybe a factor of 5 or 10 deeper. And so, you know, if I had an unlimited budget, I would love to take something like James Webb and make it go a little bit deeper to see these very first stars, not just the first galaxies, but the first stars that came before them. And so something like the James Webb Space Telescope, but maybe three times as big, and James Webb is already big. But I think that's about what we would need to directly see the formation of these incredible Population 3, they're so-called Population 3 stars, the first stars ever formed. And they should have dramatically different properties than any other star that has formed since. And that's one of the big questions we have lined up for what's happening at the beginning of time is, how did we go from a featureless universe of gas to galaxies full of stars? This is a missing link that I personally would love to see. So we'll take this incredible project and do it again three times as large. And I think that's about what we would need to see these directly. I would be incredibly excited about this.
Joel Lijah, the Dr. Kiko Miwa Ross, mid-career associate professor of astrophysics, Penn State University, astronomy and astrophysics, as well as the Institute of Computational and Data Sciences. Little Red Dots. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,